WRCO News Time is 12:29 on this Friday afternoon, January 17th. It's 45 degrees. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jean M. Reese, 85, of Richland Center, died December 11th at Rainbow Hospice Care. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Beulah Wesleyan Church in Gillingham. Memorials may be made to the Beulah Wesleyan Church. Jean Reese is survived by two sons, Jeffrey Reese and Eileen Molly Russo, and David and Diane Marie Reese, a nephew and three nieces. Jean M. Reese, 85, of Richland Center. Judy Ann Harper, 78, of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center, died January 5th after a battle with ALS. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care in Middleton. A private burial will take place at Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care today from 4 until 6, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Judy Harper is survived by her husband Bob, three children, Cindy and Mike Smits, Bob and Michelle Harper, and Mike and Christy Harper, seven grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Gerald, Toby Halverson, Sandra and Kelly Ferguson, Janice and Butch Keller, Roger Halverson, and Vicki Adams. Also many other relatives and friends. Judy Ann Harper, 78, of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center. John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville, died January 8th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 to 4 at Duke's Brew Pub in Dodgeville. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. John Beatty is survived by his mother, Shirley Beatty of Boscobel, a sister, Jean Roth and Ed Edwards of Boscobel, a nephew, two great-nephews, along with other relatives and friends. John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville. Vicki Zimple, 70, of Boscobel, died December 31st at Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital after a battle with cancer. A funeral service will be held Sunday at 1:30 at the Blue River Village Hall. The service will also be streamed via Zoom. Friends may call at the Blue River Village Hall Sunday from 11 until the time of service at 1:30. Memorials may be sent to her daughter, Becky. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Vicki Zimple is survived by her husband, William, four children, Jeremy Zimple, Craig and Megan Zimple, Becky and Ernesto Alatorre, and Brooke Zimple and Scott Stitzer, four grandchildren, a brother, Dennis Adametz, and two nieces. Vicki Zimple, 70, of Boscobel. Robert J. Gasper, 86, of Lone Rock, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Robert Gasper is survived by his longtime companion, Elaine Bauer, daughter, Cheryl and Joel Haverland, two grandsons, a granddaughter, five great-grandchildren, daughter-in-law, Beth Gasper, Elaine's children, Renee and Larry Hooks, and Jeffrey and Susie Bauer, Elaine's grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and many other relatives and friends. Robert J. Gasper, 86, of Lone Rock. Marcia L. Ressler, 63, of Rock Springs, died unexpectedly Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 Monday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the church Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family. Marcia Ressler is survived by her husband Terrence, two sons, Abraham and Kelsey Knuth of Ironton, and Isaac and Stephanie Knuth of Loganville. A daughter, Jenna Kruger of North Freedom. 10 grandchildren. Sisters, Marie and Joseph Latica of Hillsboro. Margot and John Kruger of Reedsburg. Marjorie and Robert Bruja of Hartford. And Miriam McBain of Reedsburg. Brothers George Spencer and Jean Spencer, both of Reedsburg. Brothers-in-law, Tommy and Deanne of Loganville. Timmy and Linnell Wrestler of Reedsburg. Teddy and Tammy Wrestler of Lime Ridge. And Todd and Laura Wrestler of Trumpolo. Sisters-in-law, Debbie Labansky of Reedsburg. Barbie and Randy Halliday of Kashina. And Doug and Kim Hoy of Baraboo. Good friend Daniel Knuth of Reedsburg, many nieces and nephews, and many good friends. Marcia L. Wrestler, 63, of Rock Springs. Carol Darlene Wagner McCormick, 92, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Carol McCormick is survived by 5 children, Karen and Ralph Morris of Wisconsin Rapids, Daniel and Sandy McCormick of Richland Center, Philip and Julie McCormick of Boaz, Mary McCormick and Howard Oates of Soldiers Grove, and Frank and Michelle McCormick of Muscadet. 2 daughter-in-laws, Paulette Wagner of Smyrna, Tennessee, and Marlene McCormick of Wisconsin Rapids. 20 grandchildren, many great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. Special friends, Joan Caldwell of Texas and Dorothy Milner of Richland Center. Sister-in-law, Phyllis Wagner of Oswego, Illinois, and many other relatives and friends. Carol Darlene Wagner McCormick, 92, of Richland Center. Kenneth Thede Sr., 100, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. To honor Kenneth's enjoyment of the Brewers and Packers, the family requests you wear Brewers and Packers clothing to the visitation. Memorials may be directed to St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Richland Center, St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, or the Muscadet Food Pantry. Kenneth Thede is survived by his wife of 68 years, Millie, 6 children, Ken Thede Jr., Patty and Dayton Labansky, Jerry and Carrie Thede, Tim Thede, Deb and Chris Pardoon, and Dan Thede, 13 grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Kenneth Thede Sr., 100, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet. Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Tuesday at the UW Health University Hospital. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday, January 29th at 11 o'clock at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held later this spring at the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday, January 29th, from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Ellen Marty is survived by 3 children, Butch and Rose Marty, Terry Marty, and Jackie and Dave Thorson. 6 grandchildren, numerous great-grandchildren, siblings, Jim and Amy Connors, Doug and Janet Connors, Dan and Lisa Connors, Mike and Sinja Connors, Betty Kraspser, Karen and Mike Hotlin, Joanne Groby, Jane Cullinane, and Mary and Larry Dans. Also numerous nieces and nephews. Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center.